Today is May 2nd, 2010. This is going to be a continuation in a message I did 1 or 2 years ago on the National Day of Prayer, and I've entitled it
Shirley Dobson's National Day of Prayer Scam.
Now, you know, very rarely would I ever be in agreement with Barack Hussein Obama. But this is one time I'm in total agreement with Barack Hussein Obama. He's absolutely right regarding the National Day of Prayer. For people who come from the Baptist heritage, and I'm not talking about Southern Baptist, and I'm not talking about Northern Baptist, and I'm not talking about Independent Baptist, I'm talking about people who actually believe the Bible, okay, as it relates to the separation of church and state, Barack Obama is right. You should be praising Barack Obama for doing away with this scam, ecumenical movement that tries to bring every religion and faith under the same banner of a supposed prayer to the same God. Now, I'm going to prove what I'm saying here in a minute. But I have a question for you right off the bat. And here's the question. Is Judaism the same as Christianity? Why is it in this nation we always want to call it a Judeo-Christian nation? You can't have a Judeo-Christian nation. That's an oxymoron in terms. Judaism is antithetical. It's against Jesus Christ. It's a denial of the Messiah. It's an upholding of the Talmud. It's witchcraft. It's denying that Jesus Christ came into this world as the Son of God. It's a spirit of Antichrist. And Shirley Dobson is upholding it. Now, I would challenge you, if you want to check out what I'm saying, go to the National Day Prayer website, nationaldayofprayer.org. Now today, this afternoon, I heard Shirley Dobson on the Dick Bot Encounter program here in Kansas City talking about the history of the National Day of Prayer ever since 1952, how they've been upholding this scam, and how they were trying to make say that every president that hadn't upheld it had died in office, and so on and so forth. Let me tell you something. The National Day of Prayer website is praying to a different God than is in the Bible. And I'm going to prove it. I'm going to prove it. Let's just go to their vision and value statement. Their vision and value statement. Okay? They want to foster unity within the Christian church. Well, first of all, their definition of the Christian church is not Christian. Christian church does not uphold Arminianism, free will, ordination of homosexuals and ordination of women, and they include those churches. Okay? Publicize and preserve America's Christian heritage. If you're talking about the David Barton who's giving a false history of the Christian church, then that's not America's Christian heritage. That is the publicizing of the Masonic Lodge and the founding fathers that were involved in it. George Washington was a Mason and took the oath of office in full Masonic garb. Respect all people regardless of denomination or creed. Interesting. Now, what I want you to do, I'm going to just take you on a little tour. Again, if you'll go with me to the nationaldayofprayer.org website, and I'll just show you around a little bit if you want to just go around with me. We might find that real interesting. Okay? I want you to go now to up at the top, there's home, there's about, Okay, and I want you to go down to Judeo-Christian. Judeo-Christian, I want you to click on that. And I'm going to show you why this is an absolute lie from the pit of hell. It says, what defines Judeo-Christian? The meaning of the term like Judeo-Christian depends much upon the intention of the speaker or writer who uses it. Oh, really? That's a lie. We routinely use it with reference to that standard of morality and family values, which is common to both the Old and New Testaments, and which over the centuries formed the foundations for ethic and cultures in the society. Encyclopedia definition. Judeo-Christian is a term used to describe the body of concepts and values which are thought to be held in common by Judaism and Christianity, and typically considered a fundamental basis for Western legal codes and moral values. They're upholding both Judaism and Christian at the same, on the same hand, and upholding it and saying this is a Christian, fostering Christian unity by upholding Judaism. It's ridiculous. Judaism denies Jesus Christ as the Messiah. Judaism denies the whole concept of grace and the reality of God's grace in our lives. Judaism is upholds the Talmud. And if you want to do a study on that, well, you can do that. I'm not going to get into that right now. Now, I want you to go to leadership. Go back up to your top and go click on about and go to leadership. And it says here under about, it says, if you go down to leadership, it says, I want you to go to Shirley Dobson, chairman. And we're going to see a little bit about Shirley Dobson. First of all, Shirley Dobson is leading an ecumenical movement. The Bible is clear that the women are to be silent in the churches. And she says, by her own definition of this website, that the purpose and mission of this website is to foster unity within the Christian church. How are you going to foster unity within the Christian church when the Bible says, let the women be silent in the churches, and she's right out there in the forefront of it? Can you explain that to me? And it says here, glorify the Lord in word and deed. You're not glorifying the Lord in deed when you see that the Bible is very clear that the women are not supposed to usurp authority over men. Now, I want you to go back to their mission statement before we go into Shirley Dobson. I want just you to look at a couple things. It says here, who are we and what we do? Okay, it says, the National Day of Prayer is an annual observance held on the first Thursday of May, inviting people of all faiths. What do they mean by that, all faiths? I can tell you what they mean. They're including Roman Catholicism in that, as all faiths. Roman Catholicism is not Christian. Roman Catholicism is the most anti-Christian cult on the face of this planet. The Pope is the Vicar of Christ, says he's the Vicar of Christ. They sell indulgences. They pray to Mary. They pray to patron saints. They worship graven images. And they have Papa, the Pope, as their father instead of Christ. Now it says, the National Day of Prayer is an annual observance held on the first Thursday of May, inviting people of all faiths to pray for the nation. It was created by 1950 by a joint resolution of the United States Congress and signed into law by President Harry S. Truman. You know, our task force is a privately funded organization whose purpose is to encourage participation in the National Day of Prayer. It exists to communicate with every individual the need for personal repentance and prayer, to create appropriate material to mobilize the Christian media, intercede for America's leaders and his families. The task force, now it says our task force, our, represents a Judeo-Christian expression. Well, it says it was based upon birthed in prayer and reverence for the God of the Bible. That is a lie. Many of our founding fathers denied Jesus Christ as the Son of God, upheld the doctrines of Albert Pike and the Masonic Lodge. Now, it keeps using this word Judeo-Christian, 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 and that it says here, the diversity is what Congress intended. Diversity, diversity. Not that every faith and creed would be homogenized, but that all who sought to pray for this say we get encouraged to do so in a way they deemed appropriate. In other words, if you want to pray to the rosary, that's appropriate. If you want to pray to your patron saint, that's appropriate. If you want to pray to some aberration of Mary or some relic, that's appropriate. No, that's not Christian. And anyway, they keep using that Judeo-Christian term, don't they? Yes, they do. Now, let's go back to the leaders of this God-forsaken ecumenical movement. Now, again, what you have to do is you have to go back to the leadership under coordinators, and you'll see here a picture of all these people, okay? And Mrs. Mary Bruce, Mrs. Nancy Sherman, Pastor Willie and Gwen Bradley, Stu Stoltz, Gary and Barb Hillman, Rick and Sarah Lowe, Jim and Sue Parks, Mr. Joe Walsh, and on and so on and so on and so on. And then, if you go back to where we started about, under leadership, under about, look back on Shirley Dobson, we're going to go through some things about Shirley. Now, this is not just to bash Shirley. What it is to show that these people that are promoting this movement, this National Day of Prayer Task Force, this Judeo-Christian, antithetical Christian movement is a scam. It has nothing to do with Christianity. Okay? Now, I can prove that. And here's how I'm going to prove it. It says that Shirley Dobson is recognized for leadership skills and many contributions to women's affairs. See where that focus is? Okay. Former President Ronald Reagan had her to the White House for a Christian Women's Leadership Conference. Okay. Now, she received an honorary doctorate from humanities from the most liberal seminary in the United States, Asbury Theological Seminary. She was honored with Christian Woman of the Year Award. She received an honorary doctorate of law from Biola University. She received an honorary doctorate of humane letters from Huntington College in Indiana. She received an honorary doctorate of humanities from Dallas Baptist Theological University in Dallas, Texas. And on and on and on and on and on. Okay. Distinguished Achievement Award from Point Loma Nazarene University. And so on and so forth. Now, she earned a Bachelor of Arts in Education, and she's in the who's who in America colleges and universities. Look, this is nothing more than humanist philosophy. It's at the top of the helm of the leadership of a supposed National Day of Prayer. Okay, she's the chairman of the National Day of Prayer Task Force, which touts the Judeo-Christian idea that Judaism and Christian, it's like oil and water, they can't mix. Okay, now, it says, through the efforts of her team, more than 35,000 prayer gatherings are conducted by 40,000 volunteers across the country. They're not praying to God, they're praying to some ecumenical, Judeo-Christian, prefabricated God. Shirley Dobson and Gloria Gaither co-authored a book. Yeah, right. Now, we know that all about James Dobson is psycho garbage perpetrated on the Christian community for years. We know all about that. Now, let's look under the other leadership. Who's the other place? Let's look at John Borshon, who's the executive director. Let's get his profile. a little bit. That'll tell us a little bit. He's a national, the executive director of National Day of Prayer Task Force. I'm sure he was hand-picked. Okay? I'm sure he was hand-picked. Well, yes, because he was a youth pastor with Missions of Mercy, in touch, focused on the family. And he and his team has been charged by Mrs. Shirley Dobson. So she's telling Mr. John Morchheim what to do. That's what it says. He and his team have been charged by Shirley Dobson to mobilize the Christian community. Really? So Shirley Dobson, that's your job, to go around telling males what to do when the Bible says you're not supposed to usurp authority over the man? Huh. It says that John is the executive producer of Pride Through History America, the latest video, and seen on History Channel and Trinity Broadcasting Network. If you want to be married to Trinity Broadcasting Network, Shirley Dobson, that's all I need to know. If you want to be associated with that God-forsaken network. Okay. Says that he has contributed dozens of resources, including Heal Our Land, Compassion Revolution, and on and on and on. Okay. And he's on Life Today on Salem Networks. He's got a Bachelor of Theology and is pursuing a Master of Divinity degree from Bethany Baptist Seminary. He has served at the United Nations in New York. Hand-picked, I'm sure. Hand-picked, served at the United Nations in New York. With our congregational leaders in Washington. Well, you know, I want to go on and talk about some things. It says here, who are their partners in ministry? Well, we can see that there are a long line of Arminian free will doctrine organizations, starting with the Alliance Defense Fund, the American Center for Law and Justice, Capitol Here Prayer Partners, Christian Legal Society, Convoy of Hope, Intercession for America, International House of Prayer, Lighthouse of Prayer, Military Ministry of Campus Crusade, National Prayer Network, Pray Magazine, Stonecroft Ministries, The Call, The Global Day of Prayer, and the Presidential Prayer Team. Well, now, Barack Obama has made a proclamation, and he's saying, you know, I'm going to just read some of this to you. Throughout our history, whether the times of great joy and thanksgiving or times of great challenge, and certainly America have turned to prayer. In prayer, we have expressed gratitude and humility, sought guidance and forgiveness, and received inspiration and assistance both in good times and the bad. On this day, let us give thanks for many blessings God has bestowed upon our nation. Let us rejoice for the blessings of freedom, both to believe and to live out our beliefs. Let us ask for wisdom, compassion, and so on. Now it says, now therefore I, Barack Obama, President of the United States, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution, law, and the American, do hereby proclaim May 6, 2010, this National Day of Prayer. I call upon the citizens of our nation to pray or otherwise give thanks in accordance with their own faith and conscience for many freedoms and blessings. And I invite all people of faith to join me in asking for God's continued guidance, grace, and protection as we meet the challenges before us. I have hereunto set my hand this 13th day of April in the year of our Lord 2010 and the independence of the United States. Well, I'm sure that the powers that be had a lot of peer pressure on Barack Obama to do that. I'm sure that they had a lot to do with him turning around and doing that. You know, he was going about trying to do away with this atrocity, and then guess what? Got together with Billy Graham and his son, and now what? What do you think that has to do with it? Tell me. What do you think that has to do with it? Save the National Day of Prayer. Petition now. They have a video about this. So, but yet, when Barack Obama first came out on this, he was right in that if people want to see forced religion down our throat, just keep going along with this ecumenical movement that brings Judaism. Because if you're going to bring Judaism, guess what you have to bring in next? You have to bring in Islam. You stupid dummies. Don't you see it? If you're going to bring Judaism in with Christianity, then you're going to be have to force on a national level to bring Islam right alongside it. And now we have a world church. Islam, Judaism, and Christianity all lumped into one religion. I can't believe people are so stupid they can't see through this. And yet, you want to come out and try to promote it. You want to promote it. Now, the reason that I'm so adamantly against this is I'm against any kind of state religion. And if you really look at history, you'll see what happened in jolly old England with the state church, the Anglican church. What happened in history times past when the state was in charge of religion? What happened with the Roman Catholic Church when they were in charge of government? They literally slaughtered millions of Christians, including the Albigenses, the Lollards, and you know what? That's where we're going. Because if you don't go along with the National Day of Prayer, Judaism, Christianity, and it'll eventually be Islam, all wrapped in the same little, you can say, well, Franklin Graham took a position against Islam, only to get Barack Obama to go along with him. That's the only reason he did it. Let's be honest here. Give it a couple years, and they'll say, well, not all Islams believe the way that Al-Qaeda and those people, we're going to bring them into the faith, just like the Roman Catholic Church is. That's all it is. Alright, now, we're going to go look in 1 Timothy. I'm going to have Mark read. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, and I'm going to have him read a little bit here. Because a lot of people want to use chapter 2 where it says, I exhort therefore, that first of all, supplication, prayers, intercession, and giving thanks to be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. But then they stop. The next verse in chapter 2, read verse 5 of chapter 2.
There is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus.
There's one God. That's not the God that you're promoting on this website. It's not the God you're promoting at all. You're promoting Judaism. You're promoting all faiths, all paths lead to God. You're promoting any kind of faith and any kind of means of prayer, whether it's doing the rosary, whether it's a Roman Catholic Church or whatever. Why do you think that they made Franklin Graham their honorary chairman this year, I ask you? Why do you think the National Task Force made? Because they're steeped in Roman Catholicism. Billy Graham has been upholding Roman Catholicism all of his life and sending people back into Roman Catholic Church. He's a Mason, or at least his father was a Mason, and upholding the Masonic Lodge. They do not believe that God is, there's only one God, and only there's one God and one mediator between God and man. They believe, the Masons believe all paths lead to God. If you don't believe me, read Albert Pike, for crying out loud, and Morals and Dogma. Read the Scottish Rite. Okay. Now, in chapter 4 of 1 Timothy, Mark, read verse 1 and 2.
Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines and devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron.
Well, what are the doctrines of devils? Well, one of the doctrines of devils that Timothy, that Paul is talking to Timothy about, is very clearly seen in today's modern day with the Roman Catholic Church, and is talked about in verse 3, which it says forbidding to marry. Forbidding to marry. The Catholic Church forbids their priests to marry. That's why you have all this sexual abuse. Priests raping boys, and priests abusing nuns, and priests abusing members of their church. They forbid their priests to marry. Okay, now, you say, well, what does that have to do with it? It has everything to do with it. We've got Franklin Graham, the honorary chairman of the National Day of Task Force, and his father, who have upheld Roman Catholicism as being Christian. Christian. Now, if you go back to the website now, go with me, and I want you to go to where it says news, and I want you to click on Mr. Franklin Graham, okay? And it's going to give a bio of Franklin Graham, okay? And we know that Franklin Graham has taken money from both the Samaritan's Purse and the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. One year he received over $640,000 in income. Today he serves as the President and CEO of International Relief Organization, headquartered in Boone, North Carolina. Has a budget of $318 million in revenue. And so anyway, that's exactly what it is. It's all about money. It's about money. And it includes international festivals in Europe, Asia, South America, Rock the River, a summer concert tour. Now they're promoting rock right on the National Day of Prayer website, right? Now, I think that the next thing I want to look at on this website, hopefully this will wake some people up. Some people have got their heads stuck so down, far down the sand, they will just go right along with the scam, right along with it. I've been getting all kind of emails from different people promoting the National Day of Prayer. You know, and surely given that, you know, that thing from Nahum about, you know, a time for prayer. Time is now, blah, 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 blah. They are not praying to the same God. That's all I'm telling you. They're not praying to the same God. Now, I want you to go back to over here to the about what link on the top of their website, and I want you to go down to their ministry partners again. We're going to look at a couple of their partners in ministry that are aligned with this National Day of Prayer Task Force. We're just going to look at them. We're just going to take a look at them, and I want you to tell me if this is something you would want to be aligned with. Okay? Because the now I want you to go down to the Ruth Stafford for some reason they took that out. I can imagine why. Okay, they took out the link to the Ruth Stafford. Okay, I want you to go down to Stonecroft Ministries and click on that. See if they took that out too. I doubt if they did. Stonecroft Ministries. Okay. Now, if you look at that website, and they're saying this is one of their ministering partners, okay? And it says, it's got several quotations here. One of them is by John Wesley. Quote, prayer is where the action is, unquote. Okay, and then Kathy Clagg, Stonecraft staff. It is our hope that God will call even more Stonecraft leaders to get involved with the National Prayer of 2010. And it says, Stonecraft believes deeply in both the power of prayer and the need for prayer. That's why we're continuing to work with the National Day of Prayer Task Force as we have for several years. And then it goes on to try to elicit people to get involved with it. It says they are like-minded and mission-minded. And it says that Stonecraft Ministries' mission is to equip and encourage women, to impact their communities with the gospel of Jesus Christ. It doesn't say men and women. It says women. Okay, now, we're going to go on here, and I want you to now go down to Military Ministry of Campus Crusade. Go down to that link. Click on that with me. Look, the reason I'm going through this is to show you the ecumenicalism of this movement. It has far-reaching implications across the world, folks. It's ushering in the world church, and if people are so stupid they can't even see it. And it goes on into this military ministry, and it talks about Christian leadership, military families, resources for churches, internet outreach, international ministries, and they have an international ministry, okay? And it goes into ROTC. It goes into chaplain retreats, military marriage seminars, bridges for healing, resources for chaplains, books and video resources. What do you think is under their books and video resources in the military? What do you think they are promoting? Well, I can tell you what they're promoting. They're promoting a pack of lies. I don't even have to go to it and look at it. Okay? And it says, God sees you and you are not alone. Okay? It says, Bible resources, hope beyond the battle, military marriage, video resources. Well, if you click on video resources, we've got care and counsel for combat trauma training courses. What's that have to do with the Bible, tell me? What does that have to do with the Bible? Now, what I'm trying to convey in this message is that we have gone so far from the Bible. This has nothing to do with the God of the Bible. This has nothing to do with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Paul, and Silas, and Peter, and John. It has to do with a hodgepodge of throwing together Judaism, supposed Christianity, and Roman Catholicism. And that includes United Methodist churches and all these churches that ordain homosexuals and women, and throwing them all into one great big pot, calling it Christianity. That's not Christianity. Homosexuality, ordained homosexual ministers, is not Christianity. Ordained women is not Christianity. It's the furthest thing from Christianity. The Bible says you should be a husband of one wife, not a wife of one husband. And so, you know, you can go ahead and talk about all of this garbage if you want to. Now, they have a store on the National Day of Prayer. Go to the top of that link and click on the store, because that's where they make their money. You know, that's what this is all about, is, you know, taking money, trying to take money from the flock. Okay? Now, I want you to just look at the absurdity of this. All the stuff they got on their little store. And I want you to tell me if this isn't all about the almighty dollar. A refrigerator magnet for $7.50. Pencils for $3.90 a piece. Prayer Warrior Assemble window stickers for $6.90. Flag pins for $5.90. Annual National Day of Prayer guide for $8.95. Bookmarks for $7.99 each. I'll tell you. Bulletin inserts for churches for $7.99. Theme program covers for $10 each. Prayer partner wristbands. Lapel pins for $7.49 each. A time for prayer gift book for $15.95. Balloons for $7.99 each. Note cards for $7.99. Customizable art for $39.95. Video download $1.99 for a bunch of different video downloads. And on and on and on it goes. You know, drive through history, $75 each. Homeschool kit, $144.94 each. Yeah, sure, right. Envelope, $7.99, package of 100. I'll tell you what, folks. This is all about the almighty dollar. The love of money is the root of all evil. Throw the money changers out of the temple. Take a whip and drive them out of the temple. Of course, they're not even in the temple, are they? Furthest thing from the temple of God. They're promoting Judaism. They're promoting Roman Catholicism. Franklin Graham and Billy. Billy Graham has a $27 million museum erected in his honor with a calf to get money in the calf of the cow's mouth from little kids. A modern-day golden calf erected out there. These people aren't Christian. Now, it says here that if we look on here, it says Mark, I want you to go over to the third chapter of Timothy, and it says here, I want you to read see if I can find out where I want to go here. Go to the second chapter of 1 Timothy and read, I want you to read verses 9. And just read verses 9, 10, and 11. 10 and 11.
In like manner also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broided hair or gold or pearls or costly array, but which becometh women professing godliness with good works. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection. And I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence.
For Adam was first formed, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. Now, I know a lot of people say, oh, Larry's against women. Larry hates women. No, I don't. I'm just reading the Bible, for crying out loud. Now, you've got probably one of those new international versions or some newfangled version that changes this. But the Bible says very clearly here that Adam was first formed than Eve. Okay? And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. Surely, Dobson is in the transgression because she's going against the clearly revealed of God, Word of God, which says, let the women learn in silence with all subjection. She's not learning anything. She's out spouting out all over the today, just this afternoon, she was on 24 radio stations spouting out her theology and her justification for her being the chairman and telling other people what to do under her. Okay, now, I am against the National Day of Prayer. I'm against the National Day of Prayer Task Force. I'm against Shirley Dobson, and I'm against anyone that's affiliated or associated with it. And I would say this, if you're going to be involved in that organization and call yourself a Christian, I would say I would make me major suspect of your profession after I've given you this information. After the fact that Franklin Graham and Billy Graham are upholding the Roman Catholic Church, who are denying that Jesus Christ is the only mediator between God and man, after the Judaism, the religion of Orthodox Judaism, denies Jesus Christ as the Son of God, denies that He is the Messiah, denies that He came in the world to save sinners, denies everything about the New Testament and comes against it with a vehemence. This is the spirit of Antichrist that is being propelled through the National Day of Prayer, and it is a deception and a scam. Father, we pray that you take this information and use it for your glory. We pray in your name. Amen.